All right, 2024. What a year it's been already.
It's only been the second week of Jan.
What the heck? But, you know, this is not about 2024. This is about 2023. And this is about one of my favorite things in 2023, which is the year in showbiz Kachipan. We are reviewing all the scandals, the breakups, the affairs, the whatnot of 2023, the unions, the babies of 2023 with our now annual guests. Always happy to have these two around. Bianca Gonzalez and MJ Felipe. Woo!
Hello. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Hello.
I love it that this is Quark's favorite ongoing series.
Yeah. Well, Quark's live journal handle was Integero.
Really?
MJ, did you know that for my Blue Roast, yung ano, and year-end celebration.
You had an award?
I was nominated for Boy Abunda Award.
Wow.
Wow. Carries it with so much pride.
I did not win, but I was nominated.
Who won?
Lek
yes,
Yap,
I remember Lek. Yap. Oh,
man. See, I remember the man who beat me. Anyway, well, naging TV host naman siya, so I'll swear in love and war. But wow, what a year. It was kind of like a slow year, am I correct, guys? Until November, basically the end of November hit, and then suddenly it was like...
Actually, what's weird, that's correct. Sinabi ko sa mga kasamahan ko sa newsroom that everything was just chill. After, pero until nung nag-break na si Katniel, doon na nagparang,
And that was even like end of November. So, yeah. Dulong-dulong.
It was, yeah. It was November 30 talaga. Yeah. Oh. That's right. After that breakup, parang showbiz started, it's so hectic, it's so crazy. Parang, the news have been breaking left and right. Parang, ako mismo parang, I got really, really, really tired. As in, sunod-sunod kasi siya. And this is the, of all the Showbiz Kachipan sessions I've done with you guys, this is probably the pinakapunong-puno na maraming pag-uusap.
Busog na busog.
I think.
And then, yeah, Showbiz unraveled this end of 2024. Kathniel, after 11 years.
That is the biggest story. Nag-break sila July. These are from sources, ah. And then, September kaming nag-Korea ni Kath. And then, we were having like early dinner. Tapos parang casually lang sabi ko kay Catherine na parang, pa-end na ang 2023, Kat, dapat meron kang isang malaking pasabog. Gumanon ako!
Kakaloka.
Tapos, nagtitinginan daw sila ni... kinuwento na lang to ni Kat sa akin during the Christmas special. Parang nagtinginan daw silang lahat. Kasi parang, does MJ know? Parang ganon. Parang, they were like...
Sino parang, silang lahat? Was it management?
Like the team ni Kat or her mom... we were all together in ano kasi in Seoul. Parang Catherine received an award, and then I was in vacation with my mom.
Outstanding tapos, Asian star, no less.
That's right. Yeah. So nung September na pala na yun, parang wala na talaga. And then the signs started showing up. Hindi sila sabay rumampa sa ABS-CBN ball. They were.
But wait, I'll just go back to that. They did that very smartly. Is that a word? Mm-hmm. If you remember,
discreetly.
MJ.
Cleverly.
Kasi, obviously, they were still talking, still civil, still very much friends. But ang ginawa nila, Kath just walked ahead, but Daniel was right after. So it didn't seem like there was an issue to the normal viewer because it actually felt like, wow, Danielle's giving Catherine her moment on the red carpet on the heels of a very good girl hype. Parang ganyan. Do you remember, MJ?
That's true.
Kaya parang people really didn't see it because they were magkasunod eh, pero binigil lang na moment. And then they had a red carpet interview pa together after, so... Parang normal.
Wala. So the online sleuths hadn't ano yet. Parang Wala pa
May
sila.
konti, because at that time they already weren't posting stuff together.
Together.
Yeah, which is
and
always,
so,
di ba, what people say, hindi sila nagpo-post together.
So I just wanted to ask now, so MJ, when you had your encounter with Catherine in Seoul, did you start investigating already nung nagtitinginan sila, or when did, like, because I saw your conspiracy board with all the details and the timeline, and that's when I knew this was going to be a beefy episode. And I'm curious how, when your radar sort of like pinged na, okay, this is something I need to look into now.
It all started nung sa Thanksgiving media conference ba yun ng Too Good to Be True.
Okay.
It's the first time I saw or I heard and observed na parang cold yung dalawa.
What month was that, MJ?
July?
Around that time.
July or May or something like that. Kasi nag-celebrate pa sila ng anniversary ng May 25th eh. Nag-anniversary pa sila ng May 25th. And then, but I took it, ano, parang grain of salt lang kasi...
nag-away lang.
Baka nag-away lang or something. And I've been interviewing this too for the longest time. So, parang normal sa akin minsan yung parang di sila nagtitinginan or parang tamad-tamaran, especially Danielle, parang ganyan. So, it all started na talaga nung ABS-CBN Bold. Doon na talaga parang solid na... parang habi ko, oops, I think there's really something wrong. But inside the ball, magkatabi sila and they were just behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos magkapapicture pa ako sa kanila, okay, go, go, go. Tapos I was asking Catherine pa, oh, saan tayo after party, ganyan, ganyan. Oh, wait lang, check lang namin nila DJ kung okay yung vibes, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. So parang wala pa rin. As in, nothing pa rin talaga. Pero... mas fan yung mga fans yung parang ano talaga eh, eagle eye eh, talaga
na,
alam na nilang there's really something wrong, and hanggang sa nag vlog na si OG, and then OG said it na there's something wrong with the two. So the reason why lang parang hindi ako masyadong chismoso or marites sa dalawa is because I'm friends with them. So may konting ano, parang
respect for
wala
the
yan.
Space.
Oo, yeah. Wala yan. Kaibigan lang yan. Kontampuhan lang yan. Parang ganun. Kasi ilang beses na involved yung dalawang yan sa hiwalayan eh. That was my first time yung tungkol doon sa unfollow. Bianca, you reported about this in Cinema News. This was way back eh. Basta parang nag-away na silang dalawa tapos nagkaroon pa ng issue with Jasmine Curtis noong 2014. Mm-hmm. So,
What
issue?
That was such a big issue.
The what? The audio?
That was such a big issue. The audio leak. Yeah.
What was the audio leak?
Parang DJ and Jasmine did a movie together. Is that correct, MJ?
Hindi. Parang hindi ako sure. Hindi ako sure sa movie ano part.
Some project together.
Could be, but the audio leak was parang Danielle was talking to a group of friends, and then somebody from that circle recorded na parang hearing parang Danielle daw was kinikilig after getting a text from Jasmine.
Oh,
I did not know this.
Yeah, super big. That was a big issue then.
Yeah, that was 2014, but it was easily fixed. So, hindi nag-break yung dalawa.
And timeline-wise?
Kasi naging sila na May 25, 2012, kung hindi ako nagkakamali. That was after they did Princess and I. And to be specific, sinagot ni Catherine si Danielle in parking lot sa Green Hills.
Nung parking lot sa Green Hills.
I have a question regarding artistic and journalistic integrity from you both, just out of curiosity. If you both found out, like, are you the type to break it? Because ano kayo, diba? Showbiz reporter, showbiz journalist. So are you the type to scoop it? Or because of your relationships with these people, are you the type to just like, no, we'll wait till it's public and then that's when we'll report it?
Ako ang policy ko kasi, since hindi ko maiiwasang maging friends with celebrities, is that when it was revealed to me in confidence, hindi ko yun ilalabas.
Mm-hmm.
Unless sabihin sa akin nung celebrity na yon na, it's okay, MJ, you can post mm-hmm. or tweet about it. Also, I hang out then sometimes kasi with celebrities. And minsan, dati-dati when I was starting out, ayaw nila akong kasama because the next day it's already out. Whatever happened in that event or that hangout. Ngayon kasi, what I do is, when I'm with them, let's say in a private event or gathering, nothing's gonna come out. But if that becomes news, then it's my business now.
Right.
Yun ang sinasabi ko sa kanila. Sabi ko, don't worry, if I'm with you guys, you know, and this is a private thing, hindi to lalabas. But if it becomes news, then that's my business. Parang gumanon. So okay naman sila.
Got it.
Yep.
What if, pero what if it's not like directly from the subject, diba? So just with this case, it doesn't come from a DJ or Catherine, but you hear something from someone else. Do you break it and parang scoop in the sense na news and you want to be first, but do you give them like a, do you give them a heads up na parang
yes,
this is gonna happen? Okay, yeah.
Yes, madalas akong nag kasi as much as possible I want to get it from the source.
Right. And you give them a source. Chance then to comment, diba?
Right, the first hand source. Mm-hmm. Siguro, let's say for example I heard it from Catherine's mom, then that's a reliable source. So okay right. sa akin yun. Ilalabas ko yun. But if it's like from sobrang third wave na or fourth wave or fourth degree na, parang medyo I'll think sketch twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And then
for
going
example, also not just breakup, let's say for example a death of a celebrity. So right. yun kailangan you really get the immediate mm-hmm. family, the first source. Yep.
And then okay. returning to the timeline, no, yung post ni OG was when?
November yan eh. Early November. Early okay. November yan, lumabas. Kasi naalala ko, I went to the US November 3. Pumutok November 3 ng gabi on my flight to LA, the Richard Sara Labati. So parang ako sabi ko,
oh my God.
Oh my God, I totally missed it because I was just in Opulence, their Halloween ball,
mm-hmm.
nung 31st. And Sara was not there, but Richard was there. Sabi ko, tapos I left pa the ball just before Richard arrived. And so many misses. Anyway, yun.
Okay, so kailan naging official? November 30.
November 30. Wow.
Bonifacio Day.
In a very classy written post.
Super. Mm,
a PR dream. Sabi nga nila, the way it was written, si Catherine's statement. Wait, I do have a question pala, MJ. Siyempre, dito ako nagtanong.
Pati ikaw ang nagtatanong, eh, insider ka din.
No, because I don't know. So, what happened is, November 30, Catherine posted first. So, they both posted a front photo na throwback of them in their early years. And then when you swipe, it's like the statement. So, Catherine's was a long, really beautiful, really poetic breakup message, not just for everyone but for the fans and then for DJ. And then a few minutes after, DJ posted the same, pero kay DJ parang one page lang Tagalog, very very Danielle.
Mm-mm.
How come a few weeks after MJ, Danielle's post didn't have the statement na?
That happened after.
And how
Christmas
do you edit
special?
That parang di ba allowed ba yun sa Instagram to take out just one?
I don't know.
The powers.
No, it's not allowed.
Ang ganda. Baka ni-repost, hindi?
No way. It was the same timestamp.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it's possible through Meta Business Suite, maybe. But anyway, it was left na just the photo and then just the caption, which is ikaw at ako. Do you know why? Like,
I don't know why, but I don't know why, but that happened after the Christmas special.
Mm.
Okay, so Christmas special happened December.
Wait, aired after it aired?
No, after the day of the taping.
At the taping.
In Araneta.
Right.
In
right.
December, I think that was December 14. I think that was a Wednesday.
Where they had a production number together, which is mm-hmm. the first time they were seen publicly together since after
the announcement. That's yes. right. Tapos talagang backstage, nakukulan talaga sila. And, you know, you would hear people na nanunukso. You would hear, nanunukso na parang, yee, kayo ulit. Parang mga ganun-ganun.
Normal, yeah.
So, oh, ganyan. Tapos it's the tension was everywhere pag naglalakad sila na parang people discreetly taking videos
that's so of the hard. Two.
Pero makikita mo naman talaga na nag-uusap talaga sila. They're very, 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 very civil. Tapos yun na nga, after mag-perform, so nag-trending na siya and everything. Tapos, I think, Bianca, nangyari yun before sila nakita ulit sa AAA, the Asia Artist Awards, which is like the day after in Philippine Arena.
Right, right, you're right.
Or it could be, I could be wrong, baka na-mess up ko lang yung timeline, but it could be also after AAA. Kasi ang nangyari nun, B, after burahin ni Daniel yung message, yung statement na yun, tanggalin lang, i-remove lang, nag-post naman si Catherine ng parang something like moving on, parang there's no more time to ano, parang basta have to move forward, parang ganon yung message ni Catherine with a photo of her in Palawan with rainbow at the background, parang ganon yung nang
yes eto,
I think it's because umaasing tao after AAA.
Was there something in the message na ano might have hinted at or at that?
We can only assume kasi pag kahit sabihin natin na ano, walang direct ano eh, Ramon, walang direct na sinabi na walang gantong mangyayari. Kasi baka nga tama ka, baka isipin nila na baka umaasa yung tao na magbabalikan since nakita civil naman sila and they're nag-uusap sila.
I remember going through Twitter after or during AAA and they were like, oh my gosh, Kathniel, they're together backstage and you know, a lot of asa.
Yeah.
Right.
Gets ko din naman why she had to say that. Na parang moving forward. No looking back. Diba may ganun pa yun?
Yeah. May ganun, para claro. May ganun
yeah,
siya.
I remember that.
So let's get to the fun part.
Okay.
Why? Why did they break up?
Why did they break up?
Yeah.
Why did they write?
No, why did they break up?
What?
Okay, can I give the generic
answer
before MJ gives, I don't know what MJ will
the
possibly give.
Detailed thesis.
Kasi 11 years is so long. Mm. And part of Catherine's statement really blatantly said that they grew apart. And for me, whoever might have done whatever in the 11 years, at the end of the day, for me, that's a huge deal. You do grow apart. Yeah. I mean, I've grown apart from my partner in relationships that were much less than that, 4 years, 5 years. So 11 years, feeling ko in general lang, they just wanted to like also take their lives into different directions. Now, the complications that happened in the middle of, oh my God, of the 11 years, hindi ko na alam. I mean, I sort of know, but yeah.
Ito na naman tayo sa after show.
I know. Like, this is so cryptic.
Okay. Wow. So,
hindi.
Wait,
let's just face it, okay? Ano ba yung mga lumalabas na issue now? Una, there's issue about pera. Pangalawa, there's issue about third parties. Wag na nating ano, ako, I just realized now, no, parang this is, I'm not saying this is an official investigation or something like that that I just did. Wala naman. Parang these are some of the things that are surfacing, di ba? Pero walang clarification, walang explanation or anything from both camps. But the fans are just going crazy over these rumors na lumalabas. And in fact, and when I say fact, it really happened, yung Vietnamese girl that was dragged into this rumor spoke yesterday. And posted something on Instagram. Jillian Vicencio, who was also dragged in this issue, immediately clarified and said na wala siyang kinalaman. But weeks after, she was unfollowed. These are facts, ha?
Ang galing talaga ng mga unfollow police.
How people track unfollows. It's grabe.
That's wild.
Grabe siya.
Meron kasing parang app na Social Blade.
Oh.
So, Yeah, so there's
what's that? Mga, what's Social Blade?
You can track your metrics.
Oh. Yung metrics lang ng ano mo ng social media mo, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. And then doon kasi nakita talaga ng mga fans na on this particular day, may day kasi siya. On this particular day, Catherine followed only one, unfollowed only one person. So it cannot be like yung sinasabi nila na Nadine, ay taba na Julia Liza, Jillian and then Danielle. So may apat na taong involved. Pero on that particular day, there was only one account unfollowed. So the fans talaga, you pabasahin mo lang yung mga sinasabi ng fans, matututo ka eh. So that was Social Blade. So yun nga, so these are just the facts na so sinasabi ko.
Who was the one? It was Jillian. No.
Ang ali, unfollowed? I don't know. Hindi ko rin alam. Hindi ko rin masabi. Kasi may mga fans na nagsasabi din na hindi naman daw talaga fina-follow ni Kath si Julia and Liza in the first place. So, yun. So, ano pa bang mga lumabas na now?
Blight, of course.
Andrea's being dragged too, di ba? In this issue. Pero ilang beses din namin siyang tinry, inattempt, hindi rin naman na siya nagsasalita. So, pag gano'n naman, di ko naman din pinipilit artists to speak up.
Did you hear the come clean story? Na nag-come clean siya.
Who came clean? Andrea?
Yeah. Like, ano, kasi idol na idol niya si Catherine, apparently. And she felt very bad. And so, she came clean. And then basically, I mean, this is all alleged, right? And then parang, I think, it's according to certain reports, na parang, ano, na happy naman si, ano, si Catherine. Because parang, at least finally, someone came forward. And hence, friends na sila ulit. did any of you hear
tapos,
that?
May ganon?
May ganyan.
I heard that. But, yung recent post kasi, yun yung parang medyo wild ngayon. Parang the sister of Catherine posted na, I know what you did last summer,
yeah.
Na art card. And then there were like years.
Enumeration of years.
Oh.
Six years of parang yun. Well, again, we can only assume what was that about. But, ano ba bang iisipin ng mga tao, di ba? Yeah. Kung ano 'yon. This is the problem kasi parang dapat ang mga celebrities pag mayroong issue, sagutin niyo na kaagad or iklaruhin niyo na kaagad. Otherwise, idadrag kayo nito forever. This will haunt you forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's just based on me as a journalist. Kasi pag na-interview ko na isang artista, sinagot na niya, tapos na eh, hindi na ako interesado.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. So
there was someone else who's being dragged who's married to someone, right? Artista.
Hey, Abad's name popped up also.
Oh my god.
Oddly, for some reason.
Yeah. There was someone na parang they would post pictures of her and DJ. And then they would just put animals on top of their face. And then yung husband yung parang nag-come clean. Please leave me and my wife alone. Walang kinalaman.
Oh, that's Pat Sugi.
Ah, yes. And Ariel. Yeah.
Yeah, that's facts also. Kasi nagsalita na rin si Pat. So...
So yun yung mga official denials, parang gano'n.
See, this is just one Cathniel episode. Change the title.
I know, grabe. It's like... How many minutes of Catherine?
So 30 minutes now. But what is Ariel? Is she a Star Magic person?
A gamer. And then, I don't know if you remember the news during medyo height pa to ng pandemic. And then there was a yacht party that Danielle and Catherine apparently threw for the couple because they were going to get married. And then parang they all got flack because nga, people are... isolating in their homes and then they said nag-swab naman sila pero super party. So that was that issue. So they were part of that big barkada. And then, yeah, this wow. Now.
How did she get dragged into this?
Eh, kasi group of friends talaga sila eh. Ganun naman yun eh. Pag nag-split up, syempre, the next... Kung hindi mo makuha yung main core, punta ka dun sa mantle or sa crust, which is, you know, the next batch of ano...
Friends.
Amazing.
I love it.
Amazing.
So yeah, how it grew is because of that cryptic post that MJ said that people were able to screenshot already. Diba may enumeration ng years. So right. Now what's happening are eagle-eyed netizens and possibly some fans are plotting sino yung kung aling year. So it's getting very nasty. I don't know if you saw, but there are viral like screenshots na of kung sino yung sa tingin nila ay yung sa taong yun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Sad. That's wild, super.
The as in, grabe.
Ang lala. Oh my gosh. How's Daniel? I mean, we've heard so many things about Catherine. How's DJ doing?
Parang normal lang. Parang, you know, I haven't spoken to him. Pero kasi, ang nakikita ko, parang nag-aano pa rin siya. Parang tuloy pa rin yung mga commitment niya with the endorsements and everything. Pero, nag-pause yata sila doon sa kanilang movie project ni Zanjo. Nag-pause muna.
Okay. I heard he was out of sorts in certain sponsored events, hence losing endorsements, actually, for the after show na yan. but parang ano, parang, it does seem na parang ano, very affected siya. So, yeah, but...
Who wouldn't be? Yeah. Di ba 11 years yun? Grabe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kayo, B, ilang years ba kayo be ni JC?
Iba naman yung pagkasal na, ikaw talaga.
Hindi, tinatanong ko lang naman. It's not naman related.
Now, ilan nga ba? Married 9. And then we were together maybe 3 years before. Oh, 11-ish. Kasabay pala kami ng cat niya.
Oh, no.
Stay strong. Stay strong kami.
Stay strong, guys. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Any other things about... Oh, go ahead, B.
No, I just wanted to, like, I guess contextualize. MJ, I know you did that exhaustive board and timeline of Kathiel. How old were they when they got together?
That's Princess and I. Katapos lang ng debut yata ni Kath. Ay, hindi pa 18 si Kath.
So
hindi pa 18
young.
Si Kath.
See?
Hindi pa 18 si Kath. Hindi pa siya.
Grabe.
We were too young.
Like, who were we when we were 18?
Yeah.
We
were not fully formed beings.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
Fly free, girl. You're so hot and gorgeous right now.
Super. Yeah.
She won, she won that 20s. Breakup, right? I mean...
Bakit may winner?
No, because honestly, I mean, looking at the history of love teams, right? There will be one victor. Mm. Usually, it's a woman, and usually, actually, like fade into obscurity, yung guy, right? Except in a few cases, like you know, like Pip and Piolo and Marvin or whatever. But tama ba? Is that generalization kind of correct?
Na
parang the girl survives, the female survives the love team breakup, and kind of yung nawawala slowly yung guy or nagfa-fade out. That's that.
Parang not in general.
Yeah, kasi the Julia Joshua, they're both flying.
True.
But yeah. Maybe that's a outlier also.
Yeah. That is
like
true.
Even the Juday Piolo. I mean, yeah, they're still okay.
But I think I know the batch that you're referring to, Clark. They do say that. They do
so it's a batch.
That. I've read that.
On to the next breakup.
On to the next one. This one is juicy.
Alin? Ang dami.
One. There's so many breakups.
Are you thinking...
Is this a city and Lim?
I mean, currently in Ayala, Alabang Village. Is this breakup, ano?
Oh, no. Yeah, I know that.
Oh, the neighborhood breakup.
Yeah, are we south or north first?
Kayo.
South muna, closer to our neighborhood.
Okay. Let's do it.
Tara Labati and Richard Gutierrez.
That's right. So
I've heard so many things.
So many.
So okay. What exactly happened? So they're completely split now. Obviously, she moved to her a different house. She doesn't live in their rental, their conjugal rental anymore, diba?
That's right. So, ilatag muna natin what do we know?
Mm.
It first surfaced noong...
I love it. Like a true detective, MJ.
Oh,
true
detective. The facts first.
True detective showbiz country.
Tama.
Facts first. Tapos saka tayo mag-chikahan. So, it was... Yun nga. So, gaya na sabi ko, lumabas yan November 3. Unang pumutok yan, November 3.
I think tapos, Wall comes first again, MJ, no?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. But they okay. were together pa doon eh, di ba?
No, MJ, no. Okay, for context, talaga? Every single okay. fashion event that Chard has attended is with his wife, okay. Sarah. And okay. I remember I just interviewed Chard before the ball about the Ironheart finale. And
that's September 30, ah. That's September 30.
Okay. I asked Chard na parang, because they do a lot of those glam reels, which are super uso now. I'm like, how do you really feel about that? And he's like, you know what? I'm not a fan of it, but my wife likes doing it. So, nakiki-join siya sa mga pag-glam shots, videos, ganyan. Siyempre, so, as a supportive husband, ganyan. And then, at the ball, he shows up solo on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Which, he easily could have not gone.
Uh-huh.
Because nga, he doesn't really like fashion events. So
he,
that was
making,
his
he
first...
made a statement.
I wouldn't know if it's a statement or more of a he had to go because he had a big soap
obligation
at the time, which was the
yeah
obligation. But that was already the first like, he never does like red carpet stuff without his wife.
Right. Oh. That was September 30.
Yes.
When was your interview nung Cinema News?
That was before that pa. Maybe
okay.
September.
And then, lumabas yung finale ng Ironheart. Sarah was the
had
cameo.
A cameo. Yes.
Yeah. And that was shot mid-September.
Correct.
So, kung...
Sorry, for context. The Ironheart finale... Parang after several like love interests, Apollo, the character of Chard, finds like his true love at the end, which Sarah made a cameo for.
Mm.
For context.
Love that's October
14.
Mm. So, ibig sabihin, nung in-interview mo siya prior to the ball, parang okay pa yun.
Mm.
So during the ball, baka there could be something na. Kasi wala eh. Kinakain eh, di ba? Tapos parang, kasi we started checking na rin to, parang ang last post nila together sa Instagram was it July or June?
Matagal na rin.
Yeah, kasi yun nga sa, and actually hindi nga post eh. It's more of, kahit picture lang nila with their kids, they tag each other.
As collaborator, other. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So was it July? June-July pa ba the last?
Parang ganun eh.
I didn't notice. But some, I think that there have been some deleted posts, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Some na silang dalawa lang, I think, are not there anymore. But those na family, they're still there.
Pag nag-delete ka na yun, di ba?
Pag nagsalita na si Annabel Rama, I think
yun na yun.
Speaking of, no, like you are the recipient, right, MJ, of this of
this
Annabel
bombshell.
Okay, at ang kwento kasi dyan, Quark, is I was invited by a competing brand of your mom's business, and then parang pagdating ko doon, I asked agad the PR person, sino-sino yung expected yung celebrity? Sabi kong ganun. Tapos nakita ko naman yung mga names. Interesting naman. Pero sa pinakadulo ng listahan was Tita Annabel.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my God, this could be it. Parang ganun ako. Alam mo yung parang...
Ganda.
Parang, alam mo yung parang as a reporters, yung dibdib ko parang, oh my God, this is it. I have to be ready. So, the people are also inviting everybody na to go inside the ballroom. Tapos sabi ko sa cameraman ko, huwag kang papasok. Dito lang tayo sa labas. Sabi niya, sir, kakain na po tayo sa loob. Magdala ka ng pagkain. Dito ka kumain sa labas. Hindi tayo papasok. So everyone went inside. Even the invited press. I wasn't the only press invited. Ang dami namin. But they all went inside. Ako lang yung nasa labas. Tapos, mamaya ng konti, while just waiting for her to arrive. Nakita ko from afar, a woman dressed in blue or violet, tapos may hawak na Birkin. Oh my God. So lumapit na ako. And then, ayun na, dire-diretso na. Nakuha ko na yung mga soundbite na gusto ko. Pero, siguro na obviously Tita Annabelle na parang, pasado ka ng maraming tanong, Dai. So,
wait, I'm curious. So that pinaka-soundbite, the now iconic Waldacera soundbite, what was your question that made her answer that?
Issue ng pera. May mga lumalabas, Tita Annabelle, na issue ng pera. Totoo ba yun? Nakikita mo naman, Dong, di ba? Hindi ko na kailangan magsalita. Nakikita mo naman. Yung anak ko, trabaho ng trabaho. Yung isa, waldas ng waldas. Diba? Ganun yung
wow. That was
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, after that, time open out na yung breakup or hindi?
No. That was the first anything.
I love it.
Diba, MJ? That was the first
Brilliant. Yep. That was the first soundbite of anything. Tapos, what I strategy.
Wait. Sorry. I find this juicy. When she came near you na, on cam, alam niya, ano yung una mo tinanong? Like, unang-una?
Hi, Tita Annabelle. Oh my God, ang tagal na kitang hinahunting. Yun ang sabi ko sa kanya. Because I saw her in Mary Grace. She would always go to Mary Grace, this one branch of Mary Grace. Mm. And then, dun din ako madalas mag-brunch. Tapos, lahi ko siya nakakasabay, pero hi hellos lang kami.
Mm-mm.
So, nung nakita ko ngayon siya, sabi ko ngayon, Tita, tagal na kitang hinahunting. Ay nako, Dong, alam ko na yan. Parang ganon. Tapos, ano ba talaga? Ah, hindi. Ang una kong tanong was, Advance Merry Christmas, Tita. Ano ang plans ng family for the holidays?
Ah, yeah. So that was the we're niyang, spending it in Japan.
Japan, minus one.
Oh.
Nung sinabi niya yung phrase na minus one,
it was your door.
It was my opening. As I love in, it. Para, I love here this. We go for the kill.
Double sabi take. Ko,
Tita, ano ba talaga ang real score? Hiwalay na ba talaga? Ang masasabi ko lang, Dong, si Richard ay lilipat na ng bahay. Ayun na. So, kumbaga sa butas, pabukas na lang pabukas. Ang dami nang na
He went back to Dasma, right? Back to the Gutierrez main house? Tama ba?
Parang may sarili daw eh.
Ah, okay. Mm.
Pero parang same village. Tama ba ako?
Maybe, yeah. Parang sure. The same village. Yeah. Anyway.
Parang same village. Wow.
So, naghiwalay. Sarili na. Okay.
Parang the floodgates opened after that. Parang the floodgates.
Oo. Pero naramdaman ni Tita na sobra-sobra na akong sinasabi.
Because yeah, I remember Mond was asked multiple times and that is between them. Very, very good answers. No? But yeah, so what have you heard about this breakup though?
The if cause. You really want talaga juicy soundbites, Tita Annabelle ka pupunta.
Totoo din naman.
Pero what I did after the interview happened around mga 10 p.m.
This is also when she mentions Gun Girl, right? This is the same interview, right?
No,
different. Yeah, after.
But I love her cinematic reference, Gone Girl.
I know.
Next David Fincher episode.
Ang ginawa ko, strategically, in-upload ko yung interview past 12 midnight.
Beautiful.
Before your patrol story aired the next day?
Yes.
Hmm.
Para tulog lahat. Walang kukontra, walang mag-message sa akin, walang tatawag, walang anything.
Galing.
So we uploaded it ng gabi. Pagising nilang lahat, oh my God, kagulo na. Si Rufa, anong nakausap ko, parang, my God, MJ, ano yung ginawa mo?
So what's the reason?
Why the breakup? Ako, I'll say na lang what I heard. It's drugs. That's what I heard.
And really? Then when he went to that's the first time I heard that angle.
Parang
the alleged angle.
Allegedly, while Chard was shooting his serie and a lock in or something for a long time, Sarah was left on her own with a bunch of friends and nalulun sa droga with one of her suppliers. And then when Chard came back.
Mel.
There you go. But this is all alleged. This is all what I heard.
Do you want to comment on that, anyone?
No, it's the first time I heard it.
I can only base it on how I source my info. So, ako ang narinig ko naman is pera.
Iba-iba talaga.
Ako ata yung pinaka may winner. Ako yung may pinaka winner reason.
Hey, wait, pera meaning Sarah had wanted more money?
Hindi, yung sinabi ni Tita Annabelle na waldas-waldas.
Ayun lang, okay.
Oo.
Overspending.
Ito yung narinig ko, wild. very random also. Sarah having an affair with the vocal coach of Scarlett Snowbello.
What? Allegedly, ha? Allegedly.
That's so random.
Now that you say that, I think I read that nga somewhere. Allegedly.
Yeah. Also Zion. I mean, you know, it's just weirdly close to home, you know what I mean? But also a female, by the way. So
I read that alleged. Reason somewhere.
And then hence parang nasabihan daw ng driver kay Chard na parang parang naawa na yung driver na parang, sir, palagi kong dinadala si ma'am sa bahay ni ganito ganyan, parang ganun. Tapos pinapa-video games na lang yung bata habang, you
know.
This detail is crazy.
This is so Desperate Housewives kind of
plot. That is wild. That's wild.
So what reason is true? Version 1, version 2, or version 3?
I honestly think there are more reasons. Yeah.
Or a composite of all three.
Because it does seem that the drugs were also involved in the one I heard. So,
composite nga.
Yeah, composite. But of course, we also heard from our other Alabang friend, Mel, that the other side.
I fell off my chair, remember, when he was making quite like, what?
we'll tell you guys after the show who, but apparently, yun nga, parang he is close to her and what he claims
this couple is close to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he claims na parang, and they claim na parang everything is being seeded and
a demolition
engineered.
Job.
Yeah, basically.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Diba?
Kasi yung mom ni Sarah sumasagot sa comment section eh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sumasagot sa comment section at sa mga fans na nagtatanong. So,
yeah.
You know, na meron din siyang balat gustong sabihin. Yeah. I messaged her already. So, if you have contact info, let me know.
I see the Labati family walking around the malls here in Alabang, and they seem like a really lovely, down-to-earth family.
Ah, wow.
The mom and I'm assuming, the father.
Yeah. My gosh.
So Sarah now is part of the singles club in Alabang, according to my brothers.
Is she?
Well, part of there's Micaela Martinez. She hangs out with Sarah. All these single moms now have a girl group going in Ayala, Alabang.
Supporting each other, I guess.
That's a show.
It's a tough time.
Yeah.
Pitch na natin.
Yeah. New unscripted show.
That is a show.
No longer housewives of the.
Oh, I also have a side question. Have you heard about an affair in the set of Lionheart? Have any of you guys heard about that?
With Chard.
With Chard naman.
And who?
There's this girl, diba? Parang may girl na nag. Pero hindi sa Ironheart ba?
Network. An actress very close to me, so I don't know if I want to name her.
Oh no! Kilala ko na yan.
Patreon na lang. Patreon, off the record.
Yeah,
na lang
okay. But narinig mo rin niya. I can't imagine her being capable of that. But
narinig ko rin yan. Pero I can't wait for the after show.
Okay.
Can I ask about another breakup? Yung KC and Lim End.
Isa pa yan.
Before we leave the just one last of the Sarah Richard, because all the theories that came out were like Sarah's something.
Yeah.
So, but there are also theories about Chard being the one at fault. Am I correct?
Yun nga, yung sinasabi ni Quark na parang meron daw allegedly third party third sa party. Side ni Richard.
Also, yeah, which allegedly also had an update. Yeah. Abusers. Yes,
I've heard that also, allegedly.
Physically and emotionally and verbally abusive. Allegedly, okay, people. This is all like hearsay.
Yeah.
Grabe. Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to go back to that just to like show the.
We should have Mond on the show.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Mond,
exactly. This is a darker breakup for sure compared to the Cornel.
But yung mga sagot ng mom ni Sarah has never addressed any of the alleged, ano?
Wala.
The closest one was something similar to what you mentioned, Mel, about what Lolit Sala said. But parang kung alam niyo lang yung totoong story, parang she had one comment.
Like may ganun that. Din, oo. Yeah. Si Tita Annabelle, yun yung last line niya sa akin. Malalaman at malalaman mo din yan, Dong. Sabi niyang ganyan. Magugulat kayo. Parang gano'n. So, feeling ko may bala talaga both.
Both sides,
and
yeah.
The only reason why parang medyo hindi talaga nagsasalita itong dalawang to is because they're married, so may mga kids involved.
Yeah, I right. think it's because of the kids talaga that yeah. they'd rather not.
I'm sure si Zion can already
understand.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, is there a sort of, is there a custody battle?
Feeling ko may ganyan din, kaya siguro hindi sila
hindi public.
Yeah.
This is fact because this is public publicly knowledge. Open. So our kids go to the same school, so we often see each other talaga.
Uh-huh.
So far the past few months, if not a driver, they've been taking turns picking up or dropping off the kid.
That's okay. good.
So just the other week it was Chard, and then just yesterday it was Sarah. So uh-huh. and then during like the they had a Christmas presentation in school December last year. So that was mid-December. They both watched separately though, but they were both there to watch their kids.
Nice.
So yeah.
It's also, I think, a case very of present. Sarah being so young when she got to pregnant, right? Mm. She was what, 18?
18. Parang 18.
So the moral of the story, people, is be an adult muna before committing to lifelong commitments. Oh my gosh, he really was.
Saka ito, ano naman to, fact naman to, lumabas naman to. Recently, Barbie Imperial and Richard daw magkasama sa isang bar.
In Alabang.
Was it in Alabang? Yes, I think it's in Alabang. Yeah. Pero
wow, this is where it all happens pala, guys. Huh?
Alabang, nice. Alabang banging. Everyone is banging.
This neighborhood.
Here.
I love
Alabang
it.
Alabang starting to make a comeback, huh?
Can't spell Alabang without bang.
And banging one another here in Alabang.
Oh my God. Okay, shall we move on to another? So what do we know about CN? And this is another long one, right? It's like also 10
12 years.
Oh my God. Years.
How old was Kim when she got together with CN in her teens also?
20s. No, my 20s na. Okay. She's, yeah. Sorry. Wait, 12 years. Maybe 19, 20. So young, but because she's 30. Wait. Huh? Ah, yeah, 20. I'd say 20-ish.
19 or 20, yeah.
Because Kim is 33, yeah. So, 2021.
Oh, okay.
Ikaw din nag-host ng MediaCon kahapon pala, MJ.
Linlang. Oo, hinuhuli ko lang si Kim. Parang nagkaroon lang. Kasi nga parang ayaw magpa-interview every time I would politely ask her sa Showtime hallway na, ano na, pa-interview ka na, pag-usapan na natin. Wag na, kasi pag nagsasalita ako, mas natutrouble ako eh, sabi niya gano'n. So,
it's so cute.
Siguro ayaw na
ni... Self-aware queen.
Oo, si bakla kasi, alam mo naman yung panagsalita, dire-direcho din, wala rin preno yan. So, kaya umiiwas na rin yan siguro. Pero ang mga narinig ko from friends and people close to her, parang matagal na silang break, hindi lang ina-announce kasi parang Kim was processing it pa. May mga times daw minsan na parang they would talk about it, Kim and her closest friends, pero in the middle biglang iiyak. So sabihin, hindi pa niya kaya or something like that. Pero yun nga, after Christmas, sinabi na niya.
Wow. It was a clean breakup, right? And then there was some rumors circulated after, or from what you know, tama ba?
Define clean.
Parang ano? Well, okay. So this is what I heard. This my reporting. yung ano daw na binigyan siya ng 6 months. Basically, like sinabihan siya ni Cian, I don't see myself marrying you.
Oh my gosh! After months. 12 years.
Yeah, and maybe we should break up. And you know, in 6 months, this will end. And unless you want to end it now, and she stayed the 6 months. That's what I heard.
What a story, Wild.
What a story, indeed.
Oh, so she was really in love with this guy.
Or dependent. Or maybe hoping against hope that the mind could be changed. Mm. We can talk about the possible third parties that came up after that. But did any of you hear any other things about the reason for the breakup?
In fairness, ito yung breakup na least nasty ang theories.
It's very sad, though. Well, nasty when Christy Furman said that he'll be
yun lang din. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear the rumors about the producer from Viva?
What?
There may rumors na may affair, alleged affair, with the producer from Viva. MJ, narinig mo yun?
Ang narinig ko is hindi producer ng Viva. I don't know if that person is a producer of Viva, but the fans have been tagging me to this girl. Chinese. Kasi hindi siya familiar sa akin eh. I mean, I would always attend Viva's media conferences and press cons, and hindi familiar yung name na yun sa akin. But tinatag siya ng mga fans na parang yun daw yung parang sort of like new girl.
Mm-hmm. Ito ba yung Chinese girl? No.
Hindi ko alam eh, but it's a four-letter word name.
Okay. Four letters.
I'll bleep this lang. Is it...
No comment.
Oh my God.
Nahulog ba si MJ sa upuan niya?
Hindi, sumakay na ako ng kotse.
So basically, yeah, no, Viva Max producer, to be more, ano. Nagbago yung nakita ko lang sa Viber, Blank has changed her number, and then parang like wow, nagbago.
Wow. First hand reporting.
Grabe.
Hayo. Do I not have a future in showbiz reporting, guys?
You do.
And then parang ano, oh, nagbago yung number mo. Sabi niya, eh, hinaharas na ako ng mga fans ni.
Wow.
Doesn't mean anything. Could be she's just being targeted because I know they're close. They work together often.
Right.
But yeah, definitely she's number one suspect. Aside
pero
from the gay rumors. Yan,
ano, narinig ko nga yung sinabi mo, Quark, na yung parang taning-taning na hindi papakasalan or something like that. Narinig ko nga yung issue na yan.
So great. Any other breakups we got to talk about?
What about Jericho and Kim Cam Jones? Are they a thing? Are they not a thing? There's so much speculation about this relationship. I actually saw Jericho in, where was I? I was in 1210 last week and he was dining by himself.
Jericho did not confirm nor deny.
He just said we're good. Was that the quote?
Yeah, we're good. We're amazing. We're fantastic.
We're amazing, yes.
Yeah. May mga ganun. Kim and I are amazing. We're fantastic. May mga ganun.
But they do live in the same house. That's what I know.
And so maybe it's like an open relationship where they have two separate lives and
maybe.
Okay, Quark, fine. Let's just end this recording now. I just want to know if Jericho Rosales is single or not.
What I do know is Kim has an excellent Letterboxd account. You should all search it out.
Galing eh, no? Grabe yung mga social media. No, eh. Parang, what has he been watching recently? Is it a lot of relationship movies?
A lot of Sir J. Eisenstein and, you know.
Yun yung reporting mo, Letterboxd.
Ito, there is, I'm sure everybody in this Zoom room knows that a certain high profile couple has been broken up for a very long time.
Yes, and we cannot talk about it.
Why is nobody talking about this?
Yeah, why is nobody talking about
who?
We can't.
Alam mo yan, MJ.
Alam mo yan, MJ.
For context, minessage kita one time, MJ, after you had a story that came out. Tapos yung non-reply mo, was my reply.
I think I have the I have an interview with the guy. Nag-usap na kami ng manager kagabi.
So oh, really?
I think the guy is ready.
Oh,
the guy is ready
for him.
Ano yung upcoming project nila?
I don't know if we're talking about the same person.
I know. I think we are.
Pagkakasabi ni Mel, ng nila, parang I don't believe there's a nila anymore.
Yeah, or a project.
Yeah, wala silang project. I mean, Mel, you're that's with your company.
I can't say project.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, wala siya.
Actually, oddly, the only final confirmation that I heard about them was a quote from your mom, Quark.
Which is what?
Somebody made me kwento that it was your mom who said, yeah, matagal na.
Oh.
Together. Yeah.
But they seem to be friends, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but why is nobody reporting about this? Is it because the person who usually breaks things is,
well, I don't know with other reporters. Pero kasi ako talaga, if I don't get it from that person, I will not report it. May ganun lang talaga ako. So,
I love it.
Or maybe because also they've been away, so there is not much. Like usually, syempre, interviews here are tied to promos of active projects or upcoming projects. But since they've been...
And she has a big high-profile project coming out very soon.
Right.
For Hollywood.
Pero nag-
ano ba, Mel? Parang binibigay mo na yung...
These are hints, guys. Hints lang to.
Well,
hints.
Okay.
Dolly De Leon.
Dolly De Leon.
Grabe, Dolly.
Chai Fana Cher. I don't
know. Ruby Ruiz.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any other breakups we should know? We should take note of?
Well, Sharon and Kiko broke up.
Oh,
they
wow.
did not. No way.
Yeah,
for a short
Sharon
while,
said,
right?
Yeah.
Wow. Sharon said it.
Oh my God.
January 1st. Feeling ko ano yun eh. Well, di nila madetalye, but ang sinasabi lang nagkaroon ng tampuhan and everything. I think it's something to do with, you know, the reunion project of Sharon and Gabby.
Di yun naman malayo, if ever.
Kayo ba, would you do it if you were in Sharon's shoes?
I would, because it's a project and it's going to elevate her status right now.
Okay. Kahit na alam mong magsiselos your husband,
they have to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That may go signal.
Pero minsan kasi kahit sabihin mong, yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay, go ako. Pero the promo.
Tignan mo si Ralph Recto, di ba? Kaka Vilma Boyet lang eh.
And Gabby has his own families, so
that's
that
right.
Ship has sailed, I'm sure.
Quark, Ralph naman kasi has his mind on something else kasi magiging naging DOF na siya, di ba? So DOF secretary, so
true,
busy siya. Eh, Kiko kasi is just at home, so you know, he probably read a lot of stuff online and saw videos too.
At that age pala, mapapraning ka pa rin, no?
True. Fair.
Wow, that's love.
Noted.
Burned by insecurity.
While we're on that icon status, another recurring break na ba to or hindi pa news of 2023 is Chris Aquino and Mark Reviste.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Until
isa
now,
pa yan.
It's still like,
oh
is
gosh.
It them? Not them? Is it them? Not them? Yeah.
Mark, remember our chisme session in the said house in Ayala, Alabang?
Yeah.
And Chris Aquino was also mentioned.
Yes. Oh my God. Like, after show. That's very juicy, guys.
Grabe. May mga nakagalit sa akin, minsan. Grabe naman yung dami after show.
Please subscribe to our Patreon account. Our only fans
exclusive tier.
So is she with Mark Levice or is it a show? Is it what? Consenting
parang ang
adult?
Weird naman kung a show. Parang may...
No. They're really in love and... out of love and like
and tempestuous relationship.
It's a passionate relationship, I guess, that goes both ways. Minsan they like each
an
other.
Immunocompromised relationship. Oh my gosh.
Grabe.
Kung saan sila happy. Yan.
Mm. So right now, the status is they're back together again. Tama ba?
Parang he's there. Wala pa namang latest post of this is the end. We shouldn't see each other anymore. Wala pa naman yatang ganon. But he was there for the holidays, I believe.
I remember last year in 2023, I bumped into Mark in Mass, after Mass. And then I asked him, oh, what's happening but talaga with you and Chris? And then he said, I'm just giving the fans what they want, you know?
But really?
You know Mark, diba? He's such
really?
A joker. He's really such a joker. So, ano lang yan? Baka eme-eme lang.
There's something after Mass.
He said that right after.
Okay, so are we moving on from breakups?
Oh my gosh, aren't we an hour already?
Yeah. Well, we can go because there is also
punong-puno, sik-sik, lig-lig.
I know. What you
forgot
about?
Something.
What?
Oh,
Elijah
yeah, there
and
was one.
And Miles Ocampo.
Yeah.
No, and there's another one.
There's two.
Moira De La Torre and Jason Hernandez was also messy in the middle of 2023.
God, that was terrible.
Was it this year or last year pa?
2023. No, it got messy again. They broke
again?
Up yet. Diba, that was the ghostwriter issue, Chuchu, remember?
Na ghostwriter si?
It was trending on Facebook that someone, allegedly who is the friend of Jason, said that he was employed by Moira as a ghostwriter. That was mid-2023 when that erupted. And then shortly after that was that music video that Jason released where he had a girl who they casted na parang hulma ni Moira. And then in the actual music video, they aired clips of their wedding or parang ganyan with no consent. Parang ganyan. So that was mid-2023, that messy part.
Wow.
But yeah, Elijah and Miles.
Wow.
Jason, Andrea Ricci also. Andrea Ricci.
Yes, that's
right.
Andrea Ricci was middle 2023. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's
crazy.
Wow. Was Elijah Miles? Was that an okay breakup? Or messy din?
Ano nga bang reason noon? I can't remember.
I don't know, but I don't really know the real reason. Parang now na lang siya nagiging messy. But when they, like si Miles had a recent interview with Karen, she had the nicest things naman to say about Elijah. So I guess they're okay in that sense.
All right.
Messy. After show, messy.
Yeah. Messy. Okay.
What if we just quickly run down the other notable events from 2023?
Yeah.
Oh, ano yeah.
Can we talk about Rob Gomez?
Champion.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know people are messaging me, DMing me, hoy, hindi ka na nahiya na may something-something. Hindi ka na nahiya kay Senator Wynn. Because my name's Bianca.
Right.
Super crazy. I got a few DMs and I didn't know about the issue.
That's so
typical. And
then
typical when I opened
Pinoy.
It's so typical Pinoy. As in several DMs, ha. Hoy, di ka na nahiya. Chuchu. And I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, Bianca denied it. And she said, Rob is going through a lot right now. And he's actually parang really depressed at the moment. So parang, sabi ko, do you have a statement? Sabi niya, wag na MJ kasi kawawa naman yan. Little bro ko yan. Ganyan. So parang ganun ang sinabi niya. Siyempre, yun. Mm-hmm. Yun statement niya.
Okay. Yeah, but, that was very messy.
Yeah.
And the netizens had a field day.
Grabe. So the root was the baby mama found these texts, tama ba? And posted it.
And posted it on Instagram. Yep.
On his Instagram, tama ba?
Yep, on his Instagram.
Okay. Nakala ko Facebook.
Grabe,
may
no.
may mga lines pa na, kain kita.
Oh my gosh.
Loka.
Yeah, that's super trending in Facebook.
Grabe, no? Oh, yeah. But to be fair, these are allegedly not Bianca's, but mas classy naman
Perlene.
Yung mga kay Bianca. It was
Perlene,
more.
Perlene, yung that particular one.
Ipon girl. Girl. Pero di ba niyon against data privacy yon, posting convos, screenshots of conversations. But syempre,
pag nilabanan mo pa yan sa korte, di lalong na-unravel yung
ano. Yung ano, so yung mga galing kay Bianca Mar, mga he's in Valenzuela. Nakauwi ka na ba?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Siguro ibang babae yung ano, yung nilalandi mo ngayon, ano. So, ano naman, parang very you deny my deniability naman.
Di ba dininay niya? Parang may yeah, something she... about yeah, like the dropping off of gifts daw, di ba?
Yeah. That's so funny.
Is she still with the Senator Wynn? Is he senator now?
Yeah.
Well, like issue na siya ng statement.
Yeah. Meron pa si Senator Wynn na the best gift I can give her is Christmas is being here by her side. Parang may ganyan siyang post.
Nako. Wow. Yeah.
Wow naman.
I love it.
Iba din.
Did not see that.
Oh,
yeah, there was that. So yeah, they're okay, I think.
Iba din naman.
They've been posting naman together. Yes.
How weird to be the one to say what's the best gift you can give.
Wait, there are happy news naman. Can I share? Okay. Can I give go. Like highlights, happy news? There were three major weddings, of course. Maha and Rambo, Arjo and Main, and Yay. Rocky and Monty. So meron din namang humapili ever after. And Maha's pregnant and expecting. So
yeah.
May happy naman.
Fantastic. Any celeb babies na no? Much awaited this year.
Well,
Isa,
Mark,
Isa.
You had a baby.
You can't see. No, Isa and Ben had a very cute baby who goes by the name of Dea. Bianca King has a daughter also, Sadie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, super cute. Yeah. Sino pa ba?
Parang konti lang celebrity babies this year.
Oh.
It's gonna be this year, right? Diba? They're all banging now.
Oh my
Chase
God.
That dragon.
Ella banging.
Oh my God.
It's always weird, diba? When someone says, yeah, we're trying this year because year of the dragon. So parang everyone's volunteering information that they're having unprotected sex.
Para magka-dragon baby.
Yeah.
I forgot pala, ano, I forgot pala. It was, you know, Derek Ramsey revealed na Ellen Darna had a miscarriage.
Right.
So, but they're trying now because they're all Year of the Dragon, eh. Both of them. Oh. So parang now is Year of the Dragon. So they wanted to have a baby this year. Mm. Para Year of the Dragon, the baby.
I love
sana,
it.
Sana. That would be such a cute baby.
Yeah.
Iba din tapos sana.
So, ano. anything else, my friends? I mean, you know, we gotta save 30 minutes for the after show.
Super huge. Na-overpower lang ng breakups, but honestly, one of the majorest 2023 happenings is the noontime shakeup.
I was going to say Tito Vic and Joey.
I mean, yeah.
TVJ. Palaga, Showtime moving to GMA.
Yeah.
They won it eventually, back, right?
Yeah, eventually Tito Vic and Joey winning the trademark of Eat Bulaga and Eat.
It's so, so, so magulo what happened to Tape and Tito Vic and Joey.
You like a good what?
Shake up like that. Kasi bumalik yung interest ng tao sa noontime.
Yeah.
But and hindi makakampi si Tape tsaka si Tito Vic.
Hindi ba?
Tape is in a halos hos.
Ah, Tape is ano. Sina Toviera yung ka-kampi nina.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. And then halos hos, what's their show called now? The Yorme and Gliza and everyone?
Pinakamasayang Tahanan. That's the title.
Yes, correct.
Happiest Home. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Dapat tinanong lang nila yung lunch date, ano?
Oo, dapat na lang SST na lang. SST.
Sala together. Oh, man. Saya.
Yeah. Wow.
That's it. That's 2023 okay. for you.
Any predictions for 2024, please?
Well, of course.
Bianca's gonna get pregnant again.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the factory is closed, please. No, thank you. Papasa ko na kay sa lahat ng mga may gusto pa ang fertility.
May gusto ng dragon babies.
Yeah.
Of course, that breakup that we were talking about will probably
it'll be announced now for sure this year.
So ano?
Yeah, for sure.
May mga side stories ba yan, di ba? May
wait,
third party.
Did any of the feng shui masters predict this many breakups for 2023?
Alam mo, wag, tama na sila. Hindi nga nila na predict yung COVID eh.
Gosh, it's so hard not to predict for 2023.
Let's just ask AI. AI will predict everything.
That's true.
Database na yan. Hindi na siya keme-keme.
Mas maraming babies yan for sure. And then that big breakup that I feel will actually be not that big a breakup.
But I'm sure the fans will still be sad about
that. Yeah, for sure. A lot of comebacks for 2024. Doing a project together.
Is that announced na, MJ? Or did you just announce it here?
Oh my God, can you delete it?
I have bleep na lang para abangan nila yung comeback. It's
wow,
so exciting.
That's shocking.
That's why kailangan kong pumreno pag ends late, ang daming mga, oh my God, after.
River Maya is coming back this year, like the real River Maya and not, you know,
what?
Versions 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, actually, you're wrong.
Actually, sir, you're wrong. Si Perfecto was not there.
Yeah.
So version 2 to. V2 ito.
Oh, ito. Some rock chismis.
Wow, I love it.
Perf de Crasso is the guitarist of the first album of River Maya, right?
And
he has a very legendary solo for 213. And so, you know, he wasn't invited. I don't think he really minded because he's a bit of a guitar influencer right now, doing guitar YouTubes and stuff. But there is a video where he was teaching people how to record 213, the solo. And
214.
214. Oh my God. Sorry. He was recording the 214 solo, and that got a copyright strike.
No way.
And we can all guess.
I'm sure the label.
No, it was a name of a person YouTube account. Who struck it?
I can only make a very intellectual guess.
you get kasi the notification if you're the one who gets struck by, you get the notification of who was complaining. Parang ganun.
Right.
Wild. Right. Wild. Not even a label. A name.
Yeah. Well, they're only performing the first 3 or 4 albums.
Yeah.
In the concert this February.
That's so, right. That's right. That's right.
Fun. Guys, thank you so much. This is lovely. please stick around for our after show.
Which no one is invited to.
Yeah, no one is invited.
Grabe.
If you do see any of us on the street, you can just ask us and we'll tell you.